Our first scripture reading today is from Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Our second reading is from James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to those that love him. These are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Lord, we do thank you for those who are listening by podcast, that you would bless and meet them at their very point of need. I pray this morning, God, that you would speak a word through me that would bless those who are in attendance and those who are listening, and that would give them something to hold on to throughout the week. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. So I give honor again to all of you this morning. I thank him. I'm just always so thankful because he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to keep me during the week. There's so many things that could go on and that could happen to, but he's always there. He's always there with us. He walks with us and he talks with us, as the song says. And, I'm just so grateful for that. Today is Happy Father's Day. I think I said that, but I'll say it again because I kind of want to talk about that a little bit. Coming from the topic, Go the Distance. And I had heard it in a song and it just kept sticking with me. And I kept thinking, well, how do you want me to preach it? I knew I was going to preach it, but I wasn't sure exactly how he wanted me to deliver it. So I kept praying and asking God, how do you want me to deliver this? And I was like, oh, maybe I'll do it, in July or maybe, but I kept feeling, no, this is for Father's Day. And so I started to think about what that means to go the distance. And I thought of my father, and I don't talk about him as much as I do my mom. However, we couldn't have had our life without him, literally not being born, but also the life that we had, we couldn't have had without my dad. My dad's name was Jewel, and he truly was a jewel. He truly was. And he, if someone went the distance, he went the distance with us. He went the total distance, far beyond what he needed to do for his children. He was our cook, first of all. And I mean, he was a dynamic cook. He was the best. We're all still trying to, why didn't we ask him those recipes? None of us can recreate how he cooked for us. He was my mom's, he was her biggest cheerleader. And she always says, I couldn't have made it, kids, without your dad. And before I started traveling with her, he traveled with her. He would drive her to every preaching engagement she had to go to. And he would tell her, we came up in a church that said women couldn't preach. He said women couldn't be pastors. But she was like, I don't know. No, God told me I can. And she was that kind of lady. So he said, who am I to tell you what God said? He said, if he told you to preach, I'm going to support you. And so he did. He traveled with her and he made the way. He made the way. Same thing I did for her, to get her to where she needed to preach at. And he was her biggest cheerleader. You could see him in the audience when she'd be preaching. You would think, you would just think, oh, there's Miss America up there in his eyes and in our eyes. But so he was a good dad. He went the distance with us. We often laugh. When I went to college, I didn't have a car. I had a car, and then it didn't. You know how that is when you're in college. Those cars are usually not very good. He drove me to college my whole first year. He told me I was actually 18. He did not have to do it, but he went the distance with us. And we often laugh about that. We were like, man, he would get up just like he drove us to school when we were kids. And, we had breakfast, and he was just such a good dad. He truly went the distance with us. And I'm saying all of that to honor him, first of all, but also to say, God goes the distance with us. When you're going through, he goes the distance. And what do I mean by that? He goes all the way to the end, from birth to the very end. God is with us. He's fighting for us. He's pushing us out to go and be who he's called us to be. And that's what I want to talk about today, that he goes the distance for us. We need to go the distance also for ourselves. We need to go and what we know he's calling us to do. Even when there are distractions, when there are things that try obstacles, we have to keep going. We have to go the distance. Go the distance to the prize that God has for us, to the calling that he has for you, to the place that he has for you to go. We have to go that distance. So my first scripture is from 1 Peter 5, 8 through 9. It says, be sober Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And so we have to go the distance, but we need to know that there's an adversary that's trying to fight and stop you from getting to the place God has for you. He says, have you ever had a day where it just felt like everything went crazy? You know, just everything went wrong. And you were like, I'm trying to get there. I'm working hard to get to where I need to be. And it seems like something falls in front of you. But you have to keep on. That's the enemy. That's the devil trying to stop you from getting to where God has you to do. What he has for you, where you have to be, what he needs you to do, what he's calling you to be. We have to keep on fighting, going the distance, no matter what. Walk around that obstacle. We have to keep on fighting and go the distance to be what God has called us to be. But knowing that scripture tells us, there are going to be obstacles. You are going to have to fight the enemy. He's going to come to try and distract you. How does he distract you? He sends depression. You'll just be sitting there and why am I feeling sad all of a sudden? Why am I reliving all of these things? That's the enemy coming. But you have to know, well, if I reach out to God, he's gonna uplift me. I think I talked about the Holy Spirit last week and how he uplifts you. Reach out to him. He's our comforter. When the enemy tries to bring depression, reach out to him. When he tries to bring family issues, reach out to God. He's gonna take you through the distance. You're gonna go the distance with him. When you're fighting through, reach out to God, and he's going to be the one that carries you through. He goes the distance with us. He'll walk that journey with you. He's walking that journey with us. So go the distance with him. But know the enemy is going to try. The devil's going to try to distract you. He's going to try to stop you. No matter what stage you are in life, believe me, you think, oh gosh, I'm through with all of that. There'll be new things that he'll come to try and distract you with. But no, God will be with you. He's going to go the distance with you from beginning to the very end. Philippians 3:14 says, I press toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. We press. Have you heard that scripture? I know we have one. Whenever something happens, it's always, keep pressing, daughter, keep pressing. You're going to make it. Keep on fighting. Well, we have to. That's how you go the distance. That's how you go and you get to what God has for you. That's how you get that reward that he has for you, is that you have to keep on fighting. Things happen. Gosh, we fight through memories. We fight through sickness. Sickness comes to try and stop us. I think of, and I talk about it all the time, but I think of just when I finished, it was my dream to go and do my doctoral degree and work on that. And just as I finished all of my core work, I'm like, all right, I was studying and getting ready for my comps. And I got diagnosed with breast cancer. He came to try and stop me from getting what he had. There are so many things that I've experienced now that I would have never gotten had I not taken that route through school. But he wanted to stop me. There are so many people that I've reached since I've done that. But if he could have stopped me at that point, but no, I had to keep pushing. I just think I had to keep pushing through that. And I couldn't have done it without his help. I couldn't have made it through that journey without his help. I couldn't have gone the distance and finished that. And it was expanded. It was only supposed to be maybe 6 years. It took me a month from 11 years to finish it. But God was with me. He fought that journey with me and he brought me through. And he's giving me testimonies to share so that others can be blessed by that journey. So I had to fight. I had to walk that distance. I had to go through that journey. Taken away. I need to stand out. But really, we have to keep fighting. You have to keep fighting and knowing that God is going to go with you through that journey. You're going to go the distance. Why? Because God goes the distance with you. You know, I was listening. This song is from a Disney movie, and I was listening to it, and it said, once I get through that journey, I'll find, you know, he doesn't say it in the song, but what I felt was, I'll find what God has for me. I'll find my God. I'll find him. I'll be in his presence. So you just have to keep walking that distance. Last scripture that I have today is James 1 and 12. And it says, blessed the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. I like that because it lets me know when I finish fighting this battle, whatever you may go through, you're going to receive what God has for you. Have you ever prayed and then received what he had? Have you ever had to go through something and then see, oh, wow, God, he's a God that keeps his promises. He's a God that will never fail. He promised that he'd never leave me, and he didn't. I watched him walk me through this journey. I watched him go the whole distance. I watched him go the whole distance with me. As I walked through that cancer journey, I watched him as he protected me. When I wanted to give up, he said, nope, I have plans for you. I heard a young man say the other day, he said, I threw in the towel, he said, and God threw it back at me and said, nope, not yet. I feel like that. That's why it touched me. It was like, I wanted to give up. I wanted to say, that's it. This is it for me. But he said, no, I have a plan for you. Had I given up, I wouldn't have come here. I wouldn't have been able to walk this journey and see this thing through. And so I thank God for that. I just thank him. But I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you to know, yes, there are going to be things. There are going to be battles. There are going to be obstacles that you may have to fight through. But know that God is going to go the distance with you. You go the distance. You step out and take a chance. You hear God, you know what? There's some things I said, I think I might be getting too old to do that now. And God said, nope, I have this plan for you. Nope. Wash it off. Wash your mind. Get it right. You're not. It's in this life. There's going to be things. It may feel like, no, you couldn't mean that for me. But he does. Seek him out and go. No, he's going to go the distance with you. Whatever he's calling you to do, whatever it is, whatever it may be, know that he's calling you to do that. And he will give you the strength and he will give you the courage to walk through that journey. And he will send some companions with you to help you walk through that journey. Yeah, I've had some people that I've met that have helped me when it's time for transition. They help me walk through to get where God has me to be and he needs me to be. And that's what I want to encourage you today. So as I'm coming to the end, and I probably went a little fast today, I'm not sure, but I think I got the message across. I just felt it today. I really felt that. But as we come through, I want you to also just to really acknowledge the fathers that have had to go the distance, that have gone the distance with their families, like my dad did. And then those who stepped in and went the distance with you. Maybe you didn't have a father, or maybe you lost him early, or whatever it may be. Maybe he wasn't the father he should have been. But someone else stepped in and went the distance with you and walked you through to the end of that journey, to that childhood journey or whatever your journey may be. We thank God for them today. And that's really who I want to pray for. I want to pray for all of those fathers who were stepped in fathers, those who came in and who made a way for others who they didn't have to. You know, they didn't have to. My dad, he had 6 kids and he had to, but he did it. He did it with joy. Amen. He did it with joy. He was a good man. And so I want to pray for our fathers today, all fathers, however you've been father, but especially for those who had to step in for someone who didn't have a father or someone who needed a father figure. I want to pray for them today. So let's pray today. Lord, we thank you. God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. You're so wonderful. Today, Lord, we pray for fathers. We pray for those fathers, God, who stood with their family, who stayed with them, God, who showed you in life, who demonstrated what it was like to be a man of God. We thank you for those fathers, God. And we thank you, Lord, for those fathers who had to step in and be a father for someone else's child, God, and showed them what it was like to be a man of God. We thank you for them, all fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, Lord, you know. And we ask that you would bless them today for that, that they took that and made that sacrifice, God, to step in and be an example to young men and young women. And we thank you for it. And then, God, we do pray today for everyone who's on our prayer list, God, for all of our shut-ins, God, for all of the nursing home and the homebound, God, that you would bless each one of them with peace and contentment, God. And we thank you for all of those who are suffering from sickness and illness and depression and addiction, God, that, Lord, you would be their God today, that you would heal, and set free and deliver. And we thank you for it. We give you, God, all of the praise. We give you all of the glory, all of the honor. You're such a wonderful and worthy God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And Lord, we speak peace upon this week, God. Peace in our country, God. Peace to those families who lost a family member through assassination this weekend. God, we speak peace for them and comfort. And we thank you. We thank you that you are a God that cares for us. We thank you that you are a God that goes the distance with us, no matter what we are going through. We thank you for it, and we give you praise today. You are worthy and wonderful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.